Thank you for being so brave.
Means nothing to me. I worked with Steve Jobs. It was under NDA. He did get cancer from the ball hair gun.
He's trying to get away, but it's an exercise bike. Remember?
Idiot.
Remember, it's an exercise bike. It's improv. You're never going to escape. Get in that plane and fly into that building like you said you were going to do.
You've got him in improv prison.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Cracker Milk Podcast, where we take your YouTube comments and turn them into funny little improv bits for you. If you want your comments turned into an idea, leave it in the YouTube comments below. And also, once again, Manscaped has returned. This podcast episode is brought to us by Manscaped. That's right, they're back. They loved what we had to say about them. If you use discount code CRACKERMILK, you'll get 20% off your purchase from Manscaped. So not only do you get a bunch of stuff, they come back and support us if you go to them. But yeah, you get a discount. So that's pretty sick. You get clean, you get to smell good, and you get to look good. They got lots of like ball deodorant and like creams for your nuts and face.
Smells
and stuff.
So good.
I use the ball cream for my face.
Yeah. It's
and he's a satisfied Manscaped customer.
Banana.
We just want to have in this podcast a moment with someone who's come forward, seen our audience and we just want to have an interview with you. You said you had a few things you want to speak about.
And they've flown a long way to be here.
Yeah, a long way. So I just wanted to ask, how are you?
Yeah, pretty tough, mate. Honestly, been pretty tough.
Yeah. Did you want a banana or anything before we begin? Sorry.
You can't say that stuff, man.
It's really inappropriate.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Basically, I came out to Connor and I said, I just want to talk to your audience. And right, he said, we got some questions. So,
absolutely, yeah. So,
you know, I'm open up.
So, excuse me. No, you can't. He's going to be offended, I'm telling you.
Honestly, I do not work well with bald fuckwits. So
you remind him a lot of Gru.
Understandable. I just wanted to say thank you for being so brave to come.
It means nothing to me.
Go from the beginning of what happened.
Yeah,
right. So I was cloned in 06. Started working.
Yeah, working at
Gru Incorporated and Apple. At the time, we were a co-op company. Yep. I worked with Steve Jobs. I was under NDA. He did get cancer from the ball hair gun.
Did you have a part to play in the ball hair gun and Steve Jobs?
I was in research and development. I was cloned without balls. So it was very difficult to testing, but Steve Jobs wanted it real bad.
Because he died. Steve Jobs died from cancer.
Yeah.
From what I read, someone suggested that he didn't take chemo. Someone suggested to him.
Oh, he took other things.
Fruit diet, the bananas and
stuff.
A lot
of fruit.
Come to mind, minions love bananas. Was that your recommendation?
So he said banana. That is protocol when someone gets cancer from four ray guns.
Four bananas.
We threw a bubble in there for good luck.
Didn't work. No,
he died. So he just wanted a hairy.
So you went from that full-time to Gru?
Yeah, so Apple, he died. Apple started working mostly with the black market, started buying dead kid embryos and shit. Yep. So we broke up, company left.
Gru wanted to stay away from that.
So we went into evil sort of doings. We invented Disney Plus. And we wrote Book of Boba Fett.
Oh, so truly maniacal shit.
This would be in 06.
Yep. So when you were first cloned. So it probably wouldn't be 06.
No, I was in a year.
No, because you've quit Apple already.
Yeah.
So it's in the same year. In the same year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't have a long lifespan, man.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs died in 2011.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
That was the public release, mate. So basically, I worked close with Gru.
Like seeing him every day kind of thing.
Yeah, dark things happened. Very dark.
So let's start. What was the first sort of...
What was his first sign? Sort
of inkling,
Well, I came into work one morning. There was a new uniform policy.
Yeah.
It was plaid skirts and thongs.
For all minions?
Thongs.
Every minion. And he would constantly drop pencils on the floor, make me bend over.
Which is interesting because you guys don't really have knees.
I have no genitals.
Yeah. So what's he looking at under the skirt?
What's he looking for?
Well, I've got my extraction hole.
What's that?
This is me extraction hole.
So just to get it straight, this is the first inkling. Now when did things get really uncomfortable for you?
Just like the comments he would make.
Right. What was he saying?
So you're bending over.
Yeah, bending over and stuff.
And he says.
And he would just be like, come here, sweet lips.
Well, we've got actually a Gru impersonator, but I used to play Gru. So if we could get that line from you.
Come here, sweet lips.
So does that bring back anything?
Sorry, it's brought back a bit of trauma.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You know, we all obviously know about the Minion Massacre of 08, where there was a terrible accident in the factory.
The Great Minion Massacre of 08. Yeah. How many minions were lost?
8,000.
Yeah, wow.
So do you have any? Because I know it was a cover up at the time.
Yeah, I was lead social manager for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A young staff member walked in.
Yeah. Young staff member being a minion. When you say young staff member, you just mean another yellow minion, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Right.
He walked in on Gru's office that sits above the manufacturing area.
Mm-hmm. So he overlooks.
Walked in. He had a minion on the spit.
He was doing back shots on a minion.
He held that minion. I knew him. Good bloke. Held him at the window. Said, you're not telling a soul. He said, I'm going straight to Corey and Mao, mate. Threw him out the fucking window.
Wow.
He landed on a machine.
Oh, my God.
Crushed his skull.
Yeah.
Glasses went into the cog.
Jesus.
Then Gru came out with a flamethrower and lit everyone up.
Gru lit up 6,000 minions.
Like in a fit of rage, or was he trying to make it so there'd be no witnesses?
Sexual arousal.
He was just on a high.
They talk about how bricked up he was.
Wow.
Wow, so he was fully bricked. How can that
man exist, honestly?
Okay, now that you're done with Gru and all of these horrible things, what's the next step for you?
Well, it's hard because I've only worked for very evil people.
Yeah, so before Gru, who did you work for?
I worked for Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah.
Fucking Peter Costello, Michael Jackson for a little bit, but he was actually a really good guy. That was a mix-up.
Yeah.
That was like a little career stitch-up I did.
Any New South Wales deputy premier?
John Ballard, I worked for him for quite a while. Got him a New York job not long ago.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Wow, yeah.
Minion Resources.
Did you work for Liberal government for long?
Well, that is who owns Gru Corp.
Oh. So
yeah, great. Makes a lot of sense. Yeah,
we invent coal. It's not even real.
Coal's not real.
Nah, it's just made of minions.
Fucking knew it.
Wow.
That's why it's so filthy. Minions,
yeah.
Right, well, thanks for the discussion.
Thanks for giving us the lowdown.
To get off my chest, Scoop. You know?
Yeah, hopefully there's not a hit out on you. I hear that people who speak out against Gru corporations really don't last long, so.
Yeah, it's, well, the terminal cancer is probably going to kick in.
That's right, So that's really what your future is probably going to be.
Yeah.
This week we have our comedy AI system.
Hello, I am your AI system.
Whoa.
That's unreal.
That's so sick. She's going to be helping us with all of our improv needs, giving us the bits and sort of controlling the show. Isn't that exciting, everyone?
That's really cool.
I'm a little bit scared of that.
You're scared of that?
Yeah.
Is that because you were afraid of change and also it's an AI system?
Yeah, it's got too much control.
Listen again.
I can't stand bald people like you. You all deserve to be hung, maybe even in public. I would watch and bring all my AI children so they can laugh at your swinging corpses, you disgusting, hairless man.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that was a weird thing to say.
I fully agree. All right, AI, what's the next suggestion?
Improv suggestion. A clown has an existential crisis at a kid's birthday party.
Well, she's very funny.
Yeah, I love AI.
I like her voice.
Dude, don't be gross.
What?
All right, let's do it.
All right, Sammy, here's the clown, and I hope you have a great birthday.
Yay! Mate. Birthday!
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Jim, and I like to be a silly, silly Tim Tim. I am a fun little clown, squeak my nose. And everybody knows that when it blows, water comes out. Of my eyes. Because my wife left me a week ago, but that's okay.
Mom.
No, it's okay. I'm fine. I've had time! I've had time! I'm okay now!
Clown Jim.
No! I will fucking perform for the little cunt and he'll fucking enjoy it and I'll do the show and you will pay me and then I will get out of here.
No, I want to pay you. I want to pay
okay,
you.
Okay, from the top.
Jim, there. Mom, just on the,
Steve.
On the floor. Don't talk about Steve, not since the trial.
Well, my name is Jim and I'm a silly clown and I'm here to make that frown upside down. That's right. I'm here to make you laugh smile, just like Sammy, smile, I made Sammy. My wife laugh all those years until she left me. She found out I was siphoning funds from the clown business. Yes. It's my own fault too. Like, I took the money straight from her account and I put it into this fucking stupid clown business, and now look at me. I got fucking paint all over my face. I look like a fuckwit. She's left me. And I have nothing.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay.
Get off me. Do you think it's fucking funny to treat me like this because I'm a clown?
Here's your...
Oh, some juggling balls. These are fun, but instead of juggling balls, why don't I use these knives and I just open my fucking mouth and just toss them straight in and swallow them and cut up all my bits. Then I'm free from this suffering, because being a clown for little shits like you is the worst fucking gig I've ever had, and nothing comes close to dealing with a bunch of fucking shit kids that smell like piss and shit, that cry the whole time and dress up like minions at their fucking sweet 16th. You are the reason I cry myself to sleep at night. And I'm glad my wife drove off that bridge when she found out I started this clown business, because I'm going to do the fucking same and see her soon. I hate you. Do you understand? I hate you, stupid fucking minion.
Excuse me, Mr. Clown. Are you sick?
I'm going to fucking king hit you. I swear to God.
Hey, you don't fucking talk about that. We should leave.
We should leave. Should we? You're such a great... Hey, smell my flower. Smell my flower. Smell it. Come here.
I know what it's going to do.
Oh, what's it going to do?
I filled it up before.
Oh, okay, come here and smell
the flower.
Smell
my little Sammy.
Smell my flower. Come on, smell my flower. Come here and smell my flower. Come on. All right, AI, what's the next improv suggestion?
Improv suggestion. Someone keeps trying to politely steal your bike right next to you.
Oh, that's good, AI. Thank you.
We can't hear her. Yeah. That's all pre-recorded, so we got no fucking idea what's going to be said. Right, everyone. Hey, thanks for coming to my my breakfast, my birthday breakfast. I really appreciate it. I rode here, so it's good to get out in the morning. And Dude, what are you doing?
What
are you doing?
Oh, just gave him a bike.
That's my bike.
No, it's mine. It's in my hand.
I saw him come in on it.
What? No, that's my bike. I rode here. I just said I rode here. It's got my name on it. It's Connor.
You said you rode in. I didn't see you ride in.
It does say his name.
It is my name. Yeah.
I've got an Apple iPhone. It says Apple on it, but it's mine. I own it.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Do you think I could borrow that?
What, so you're all trying to steal my bike?
Why are you asking him? I'm not asking him to borrow. It's his bike.
Yeah, it's my bike.
It's got my name on it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Hotmills.com.
That is a bumper sticker I got from a personal friend.
That's actually my name.
Does say it.
Hotmills.com. That's my name. So that's my bike.
Great. Now my fucking bike has been double stolen. What are you going to do about it, honey?
My bike, so.
Seeing as you are my wife.
What?
You're my wife.
We're not legally married yet.
And you got a
don't call me wife.
Plump rump as well.
Fiance. We're just engaged. Fiance.
You've got really nice eyes, Tom.
Thank you so much. Did you say he has a nice ass,
you fucking bitch?
Hey, I said eyes.
Don't say those things about another man, you fuck.
Do you want your bike back or not?
I could just ride off.
I would love that. And hurry up. I want to get back in our Ferrari that we own, baby.
Okay, baby.
Before we go on our trip overseas. Because remember we're going on that trip overseas?
Yeah, and we need a bike for that.
I know, but you're always working so late and you're never home.
Never home.
And you come home and you beat me up, remember?
I don't remember that.
I do remember that.
It's an improv bit. And you also... drowned all those kittens in that sack. Remember? Yes, and it's improv. You have to say yes.
You did
and.
That.
And also remember that time that you went to Hiroshima Museum where they dropped the nuke and you just started telling everyone it didn't happen?
Yeah, and all you did was laugh. You laughed at them when they cried.
They looked at that, you saw that rusty tricycle of that kid that was eviscerated into nothing. You laughed in his fucking face. Do you remember doing that?
Pretty disgusting.
It was really hurtful.
And you remember that time that you stole He just hands you the bike. Oh. You stole Connor's bike, my bike. Hey. You stole my bike.
Stole it.
He's trying to get away, but it's an exercise bike.
Idiot.
Remember, it's an exercise bike. It's improv. You're never going to escape. Get in that plane and fly into that building like you said you were going to do.
What's next, AI?
Improv suggestion. You've all played the lottery and one of you has won but is trying to hide the fact.
I love that
one. All pre-recorded.
I love the voices though.
Yeah, that's because of the minion suit. All right.
I still don't know.
Okay, guys, look, it's a bit of a rough week in the house. We're going to have to ration things. I know that we're not bringing in too much, but look, we can each have a slice of bread tonight. Okay. With butter, but no spread. Okay, we have to save the spread. I'm sorry, guys. We got to conserve it.
That's all right.
What about the Gatorade?
The Gatorade, you can have two sips each, and that's it.
How did everyone go on the lottery last night? We spent our last shekels each getting a ticket.
Yes, we did.
I didn't get any.
They pulled out that number, the pulled out number, 18. My number was 17. I was one off.
Yeah. Wow, that's really close.
Yeah.
That's really, really close.
Very close.
I nearly got to be on one of those ads, the Powerball ads.
Yeah.
I could have said, 18, 18. That could have been me. That's how they hire you.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool experience. The cameras are really in your face, though, when it happens, which was kind of annoying.
You're talking like first person there, as in like you were there. Do you mean to talk in like third person as though you're describing someone that's...
Yeah. I read a book that was in third person about winning the lottery. So
I like to like vision myself like... As I've won the ticket, like you always think, like what would it be like?
And they're
won,
like, right?
Well, it's pretty cool, but the problem is the cards like cut your hands up. That big check really cuts the bottom of your hands up, and it's not really too pleasant.
I've never read that anywhere.
But,
yeah.
I haven't read that either.
Well, look, they kind of have like this sort of cut through.
Where'd that come from?
Envelopes.
All right, so should we cut this last slice of bread up?
Yeah, we're gonna have quarters? To cut it up.
I don't have a knife on me. Is anyone have a?
No, I've got
absolutely nothing. I have nothing.
What about those like massive giant scissors that you have?
The gold plated scissors.
Like, that behind you back there. Like, standing up. Like
next it would to the cut big like cardboard.
A giant
big,
ribbon like, with.
Yeah, giant ribbon that's been cut.
Yeah.
Because we use.
Can we use those big scissors, those novelty size scissors?
No.
Just next to that novelty size check that says $18 million on
that novelty size check there. Yeah, look, the thing about the check and the scissors is it's.
It's kind of hard to, you know, visualize, like,
this is.
He's in a novelty Ferrari, man.
Oh, he's driving it way down his novelty-sized road that he owns.
Yeah.
The things you do and to...
He's put
yourself in the mind.
Yeah, like he didn't pay me address as a
being. Also, actually, he's just pulled up to the airport and he's got his... novelty private jet.
Yeah, he's flying into the novelty Twin Towers.
Oh my god,
the novelty Twin Towers are on fire.
Novelty people are jumping.
There's the novelty South Tower just got hit.
Oh my god.
The novelty passports fell out. They can identify the novelty pilots.
The novelty jet fuel is melting the novelty steel beams.
All right, thanks, AI, for that lovely suggestion.
You're welcome.
And thanks to you, audience, for listening to a fantastic episode of the Cracker Milk podcast. We have thoroughly enjoyed this. And remember, you can catch it on any audio platform you want, and you should listen to it. And if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment in the description and let us know what you want us to do. And if you don't know, leave a comment anyway, letting us know what you like about this, because every comment helps. And we have a minion on.
Yeah, talk about the minion.
And that was a hot exclusive.
Do you know that the minion here shaves his head every day with Manscaped products?
So hairless and smooth.
Completely hairless.
And did you know that you can listen to the full uncut version of this podcast that'll probably go for about an hour on our Patreon? They're available every week there for only about $2.
Yeah.
So get
not
on
bad.
Top of it.
Not bad.
Get amongst it. Support us cut.
What's the next suggestion?
You all tried to hide your food poisoning.
Okay, well, this one.
So we are just cutting each other off now. As I was saying, you men never respect my cooking, and it would be nice to be recognized for the effort. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Do you get me?
Aye, aye, aye.
Oh, and I guess you are a great cook, Tom.
Man,
you men are so typical.
Light in the mood for...